Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris, Brian, Austin Price with you on the day before the 4th of July. How's that? It's kind of
Fourth Eve.
Lays it out there for you. We do appreciate you having us on today. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and dive into the top three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, the Escambia Children's Trust Board has agreed to spend a proposed settlement to Escambia County to resolve a dispute over $1.13 million in past tax payments. The issue now is how tax dollars will be distributed inside community redevelopment areas. Now, if county commissioners agree to this deal, the trust would pay the full amount, but with clear rules on how the funds will be used going forward.
And AAA is ready to assist stranded Florida drivers during this Independence Day week. The Auto Club is activating its Tow2Go program. The free service provides impaired drivers and their vehicles with a safe ride. The program begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow and runs through 6 a.m. Monday. If you need help, call 855-2-TOW, the number 2 again, G-O. That's 2-TOW-2-GO if you need that assistance.
Okay, and then number 3... story that we're following for you today. Several projects across Northwest Florida will not be getting state funding after Governor DeSantis issued 13 pages of vetoes. Those cuts are equally more than $2 million in Santa Rosa County alone. Many local lawmakers speculated the governor's local vetoes were motivated by political infighting in the legislature. Well, the leader's saying they are not just disappointed, but are concerned about what's coming up next.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the Century Head Start Center will close on July 18th due to persistent enrollment challenges and funding constraints. All children, except one needing a referral, have been placed in other accommodating locations. While the closure raises concerns about access to early childhood education, officials have emphasized the importance of a coordinated network to minimize disruption for families.
Okay, travel delays could potentially be on the way as FDOT has engaged in a $7.2 million resurfacing project. This is on the 110 freeway, the 10 freeway, and onto Highway 98. During upcoming construction, you will enter and encounter lane closures between 8 p.m., 6 a.m., also look for periodic 110 on and off-ramp detours. The project is scheduled for completion sometime in early 2026.
And the Santa Rosa Island Authority has been considering new funding options for emergency services on Pensacola Beach. They're trying to decide whether to raise the fire tax or find another way. The rate has not increased in over 10 years, and growth has raised the county population to about 336,000 and needs more fire stations. The next meeting is July 10th.
All right, pets need protection this summer. We all agree on that, right?
Yes.
Okay, here's a few safety tips you can use and keep your pet off the hot asphalt and on the grass this summer. Make sure to give your pet access to shade and plenty of cool water. Keep your pets hydrated. And if your pet has been out in extreme temps, make sure to watch for signs of heat stress or heat stroke.
All righty, just about 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Dell Technologies. The new Dell AI PC with Intel Core Ultra helps you fast forward through your busy work, leaving more time for you time. Get yours at Dell.com/AIPC. All righty, looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. We do have some backups on I-10 if you are traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and then continuing westbound passing Highway 29. Also, dealing with some issues on US 98. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound coming over Perdido Bay, but also traveling westbound towards Bower Road. So really, east or westbound lanes on Highway 98 towards Bower, we do have some heavy congestion going both ways there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 90 degrees, low of 75. Your Independence Day Friday along with Saturday and Sunday are going to have highs of over 90 degrees, ranging from 91 to 94. But also on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to see those rainfall chances creep in.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
5:16, News Radio 92.3. Two men here in Florida are now charged with plotting a mass shooting in Washington, D.C., after someone discovered threatening messages on social media. Here's Eben Brown.
Two Florida men are now in trouble after the FBI was made aware of social media messages between them in which they appeared to be planning an attack upon U.S. lawmakers. The messages between Isaiah Oglesby and James Goolsbee show the two desiring, in their words, a bloodbath of every corrupt politician in the U.S. Capitol, and that they, in further writing, wanted to eradicate them all. Federal agents traced the messages to the men in the St. Petersburg area. Local law enforcement took them into custody, and now they're being held in lieu of hundreds of thousands of dollars in bond money. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And it appears Florida's alligator Alcatraz is officially open for business. A Homeland Security bus and two vans were reportedly seen driving towards the migrant detention center in the Everglades. Food trucks and other cars have entered the facility, which is expected to house around 3,000 detainees. Overnight, workers hung up an alligator Alcatraz sign.
And very interesting situation going on in South Florida. We're keeping you up to date on what's happening. AAA now forecasting a record surge for holiday weekend travel. A total of 72.2 million people expected to travel 50 miles or more from home. Well, Dana Marie McNichol. She's down in Miami at the International Airport with more on the story.
For the first time in over a decade, the 4th of July lands on a Friday, and people are taking advantage of it. Here at Miami International Airport, it's been pretty quiet and manageable. Most passengers are just excited to get out of town before the heavy rain hits. Fox Weather is warning that Florida could see up to a half a foot of rain over the holiday weekend. Mix in the usual afternoon thunderstorms and the holiday rush, and you've got a recipe for potential delays. Lightning can halt refueling, push back departure times, and even stop takeoffs altogether. Over 72 million people will be hitting the roads and skies. According to AAA, a staggering 7 million more people than in 2019.
And a man is facing child neglect charges after leading Marion County officers on a high-speed chase with a baby in the backseat. Deputies say they tried to stop Jordan Skeen for a traffic violation, but he rammed a cruiser and sped off. They were able to stop the guy with a pit maneuver, and he bolted from the vehicle. That's when deputies found a one-year-old in the backseat. Skeen was arrested after a short foot chase, and the baby was handed over to their mother.
519 News Radio 92.3, the detention center in the Florida Everglades now receiving the first groups of illegal immigrants. Eben Brown reports from Miami.
The first group of detained migrants is now said to be residing at what is being called Alligator Alcatraz, a holding facility built by the state of Florida at the site of a training airfield in the middle of the Everglades. The facility has the capacity to house thousands of detainees and is planned to operate as a facility for housing, processing, and eventually deporting captured criminal aliens. Law enforcement around the state of Florida is working under agreements with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to apprehend and hold migrants discovered to be in the country illegally. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, thanks a lot for having us on today. Another story that we are following for you. One driver survived a freak accident while traveling on the 95 freeway. An object crashed through her windshield and nearly hit her. Fox 35 down in Orlando, Esther Brown. She's got the story for us.
A tire stopper leaves behind a gaping hole in Farrah's windshield. She was driving home from work on I-95 last month when the freak accident happened.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, my windshield imploded on me with glass and, you know, air 75 miles an hour coming at my face.
She was able to pull off to the shoulder, and that response likely saved others. FHP says these accidents are rare, but not unheard of. Weeks later, her car has a new windshield, but her steering wheel still needs work. She's sharing her story so drivers will be more aware and alert. She has no idea what vehicle the tire stopper came from, but now she's getting her confidence back and driving on the interstate again.
Alrighty, 520, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood, seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on His children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
The Florida Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo is rolling into Pensacola for a blowout weekend, July 4th through 7th at the Pensacola Interstate Fairground. They're clearing everything out, hot tubs, swim spas, saunas, and cold plunges, with savings up to 50% off. Many models available for immediate delivery and zero down interest-free financing for those who qualify. Inventory is limited. It's first come, first serve. So don't miss out this weekend only at the Pensacola Interstate Fairground on Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sonnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you on this Thursday afternoon. We appreciate your time. AAA saying that a record number of people are really traveling this holiday weekend. Jeff Flock on the road with more details for us.
Traffic is moving. I think it'll be a little tougher once we get close to the beaches. But the good news mainly for travelers that are going by car, gas prices, the lowest they have been in 4 years. $3.16, the average gallon of regular. That's about a nickel cheaper than it was last week. Roughly the same as what it was last month, and a whole 35 cents cheaper than it was this time last year. Why is that? Well, some people would point to U.S. oil production, an all-time record in U.S. oil production, 13.47 million barrels per day, according to the U.S. EIA.
Okay, 524, News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up this afternoon on a shortened trading day and week. Hillary Barsky has those numbers for you.
Stocks ending higher following a strong June jobs report, with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 hitting all-time record closes. U.S. stock trading ending at 1 p.m. Eastern Time ahead of the Independence Day holiday. The June jobs report is lowering expectations that the Fed will reduce rates anytime soon, but at the same time reaffirm the resilience of the U.S. economy. Employers adding 147,000 jobs during the month, exceeding the 110,000 that economists had expected. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase and Microsoft, the Dow decliners 3M, Merck, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow rising 344 points, the NASDAQ higher by 208, S&P 500 up 52. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, not too much going on the roads here. Our worst problem is, without a doubt, if you are traveling on Highway 98. This is going to be traveling eastbound or westbound towards Bower Road. Be on the lookout for that. We also have some backups. This appears to be developing on Sorrento Road. If you're traveling southbound towards Gulf Beach Highway, that intersection for both roads is problematic, but especially, once again, traveling southbound on Sorrento Road, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's just a couple of our usual spots, such as I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, 90 degrees, low of 75. Your Independence Day Friday is going to have a high of 94, and Friday night, we're going to see some of those rainfall chances start to creep in for a warm and damp weekend.
News Radio 92.3, severe weather set to cause some delays, but that's not stopping Americans from traveling across the country for the 4th. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol down in Miami with the latest.
Lines have been short, but issues are stemming from the weather. Heavy rain has caused almost 100 delays. Fox Weather is warning Florida could see up to half a foot of rain this holiday weekend. Now, if you're flying, you probably felt it in your wallet. AAA says the average round-trip domestic flight is $810. That's up 4% from last year. There is a silver lining for drivers. Gas prices are the lowest they've been since 2021, according to the travel company. Beyond flying and driving, another 5 million passengers are expected to take a bus, train, or cruise ship. No matter the mode of transportation, travel experts are telling people, pack your patience. In Miami, Dana Marie McNichol, Fox News.
And National Guard troops are starting to leave Los Angeles and be reassigned. U.S. Northern Command says about 150 members of Task Force 51 are being pulled from helping police ICE protests. Governor Gavin Newsom posted on X that the troops will return to wildfire duties instead. The move comes less than a day after Newsom urged President Trump to release the Guard and redirect them to wildfire preparedness.
Well, the latest jobs report for June showing the U.S. labor market continuing to show surprising resilience. Well, Fox's Edward Lawrence has more on the story from the White House.
The unemployment rate slightly decreasing to 4.1%. Again, another surprise. But when you look under the hood of this, the private sector only created 74,000 jobs. Overall, government created 73,000 jobs. Now, all of those in state and local governments, because the federal government actually lost 7,000 jobs. Now, the Federal Reserve wants to see private company growth, which was weak in this report. The Fed chairman could point to the overall number and say interest rates are where they should be, which is what he will likely do in the July meeting. Now, for President Trump, his agenda is about jobs. The White House economic advisors say that the trade deals will create jobs because of increased exports. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent this morning saying that we will see uncertainty settle in a flurry of trade deals before the July 9th reciprocal snapback tariff deadline.
And an uncrewed Russian rocket carrying supplies is headed to the International Space Station. The Progress cargo ship lifted off early Friday morning from a cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. The spacecraft is scheduled to dock with the ISS Saturday around 4:30 p.m.
529 News Radio 92.3, President Trump and New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani exchanging a war of words this week. Fox's Brian Yenis reporting from the streets of Manhattan.
It's a war of words that could end up helping Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani's chances of becoming New York's next mayor, given the fact that 70% of New York City voted against President Trump in 2024. The president reiterating that he could strip New York of its federal funding, while yesterday Mamdani responded to the president's threats that he'll have him arrested if Mamdani blocks ICE deportations in New York.
It is easier for him to fan the flames of division than to acknowledge the ways in which he has betrayed those working class Americans, not just in the city, but across this country.
Meanwhile, billionaire hedge fund executive and Trump supporter Bill Ackman says he's endorsing Mayor Eric Adams over former Governor Andrew Cuomo after meeting both yesterday.
All right. And also President Trump calling for the head of the Federal Reserve to resign immediately. Trump made the call Wednesday after he sent a letter to Fed Chair Jerome Powell demanding that the central bank lower the benchmark interest rate by a lot. The president has accused Powell of holding back economic growth with his caution stance on interest rates.
Don't blow up fireworks in the city of Pensacola this 4th. It's against the law, first of all, to explode fireworks in the city. If you live outside the city, launching fireworks, absolutely legal. Go for it. Just be careful of the existing noise ordinances. All right. Austin and I will be back in just a few minutes. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The House of Representatives has passed President Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. Republican praising it for extending the 2017 tax cuts and cutting federal spending. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Americans will feel the benefits quickly.
Wages will rise, I think. Household income will go up. I think the job participation rate will
will increase dramatically. I think unemployment will be low. We're going to duplicate what we did in the first Trump administration.
Well, Tennessee Republican Congressman Tim Burchett was one of the holdouts of this bill. That is before he changed his mind. He says he met with the president and vice president and was won over.
President Trump was incredibly generous with his time, and so was Vice President J.D. Vance. So lots people don't bring him up, but he is a good closer.
The congressman speaking on Fox. Two House Republicans voted no. Thomas Massie of Kentucky and Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. President Trump expected to sign this bill into law 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the fall semester is now open. Classes begin August 18th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milton Duck Race is Friday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5 o'clock. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpirates.com. Celebrate America Friday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola 4th of July fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com. Happy 4th of July.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Escambia Children's Trust Board has agreed to send a proposed settlement to Escambia County to resolve a dispute of over $1.13 million in past tax payments. The issue now is how tax dollars will be distributed inside community redevelopment areas. If county commissioners agree to the deal, the trust would pay the full amount, but with clearer rules on how the funds are used going forward.
Okay, AAA is ready to assist stranded Florida drivers during this Independence Day week. The Auto Club is activating its Tow2Go program. Free service provides impaired drivers and their vehicles a safe ride. The program begins 6 p.m. tomorrow evening through 6 a.m. Monday. If you need help, here's the number, 855-2, then Alpha T-O-W, numeric 2, Alpha G-O. There you go.
All righty. And Santa Rosa deputies arrested 19-year-old Noah Hoffman as a suspect in a Tuesday shooting in East Milton. Deputies say Hoffman was allegedly selling drugs when he decided to rob three individuals, leading to gunfire in the 7900 block of Kamey Court. The SRSO initially thought the incident was a drive-by shooting.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, driving this July 4th holiday, safety is key. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says this comes after several fatal crashes in recent weeks. Three of the recent crashes involved drivers speeding.
Two of those were motorcycles, and then the
fourth one involved a single vehicle crash, and that vehicle was also traveling at a high rate of speed, and the individual was not wearing a seatbelt. So I bring this up to remind everybody that on motorcycles, you don't have to wear helmets, but it would be a good idea if you did anyway. And please use those seatbelts, because these are all four of these fatalities that we've seen in the last month were very preventable.
All right. And officials with the Gulf of America Homeland Security Task Force have arrested an illegal Russian immigrant who allegedly tried to purchase a gun in Baldwin County. The man had reportedly made multiple attempts to purchase a firearm before he was taken into custody on Wednesday.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The All-Star Game is coming. Starting players revealed. I'm Jared Max, 12 days away from the Major League Baseball Midsummer Classic, July 15th on Fox. Last night, all 18 starting position players were announced. Leading the way in representation, the Dodgers and the Tigers each have three starters. For Los Angeles, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Will Smith. For American League Best Detroit, Gleyber Torres, Riley Green, and Javier Baez. Reserves and pitchers for the American and National League All-Star teams will get revealed Sunday. The Dodgers won for the 14th time in 17 games Wednesday, scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth to walk off against the White Sox 5-4. Clayton Kershaw became the 20th pitcher in Major League history to record 3,000 strikeouts. International soccer news. Portuguese star Diogo Jota, who played for Liverpool in English Premier League, died early this morning in Spain with his brother in a car accident. Diogo Jota was 28 years old. His team stated Liverpool Football Club are devastated by the tragic passing of Diogo Jota. His brother, 25-year-old André Silva, also played professional soccer for a team in Portugal. Portuguese Football Federation stated, "We have lost two champions. Their deaths represent irreparable losses for Portuguese football, and we will do everything we can to honor their legacy every day." In the first 3 days of the Wimbledon Championships, American Taylor Fritz played two matches that both went the distance, five sets. Fritz won his second rounder yesterday over Gabriel Diallo from Canada. Fritz has already played 109 service games in two matches at Wimbledon, where he's the third top five seed player ever to play back-to-back five-setters to make it to the third round. Today, 10th-seeded American Ben Shelton and 13th-seed Tommy Paul both play their second-round matches, as do 29th-seed Brandon Nakashima and Riley Opelka against each other. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the John Deere Classic is underway in Illinois. This week's PGA Tour event is going down at TPC Deer Run in Silvis, just west of Davenport. Last year's winner was Davis Thompson, and he's playing again this year. Aldrich Potgieter, won last week's Rocket Classic, and he's playing this week as well.
Okay, a prominent boxer from Mexico is going to be deported. Joe Morgan's all over the story for you.
Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement and is being processed for expedited removal from the United States. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Chavez, a Mexican citizen, has an active arrest warrant in his home country for his involvement in organized crime and trafficking firearms, ammunition, and explosives. Chavez entered the U.S. legally on a B-2 tourist visa, but he stayed past its expiration date of February 2024. He is also believed to be an affiliate of the Sinaloa cartel. Chavez was arrested in Studio City, California on Wednesday, days after the former middleweight champion lost a boxing match against Jake Paul. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, the all-time leader in strikeouts for the Los Angeles Dodgers added another accomplishment to his Hall of Fame resume. Here's Jared Max with more.
In his 18th Major League season, pitcher Clayton Kershaw joined an exclusive group of baseball greats.
The 20th pitcher in baseball history. The fourth left-handed pitcher, but only the third to record 3,000 career strikeouts with one team.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw received a six-minute standing ovation at Dodger Stadium, where Wednesday he needed only three strikeouts against the White Sox to reach 3,000. He got it on the final batter he faced in the sixth inning.
It's a little bit harder when you're actually trying to strike people out. I've never really had to do that before. It was hard.
Clayton Kershaw got to watch his team rally with three runs in the ninth to beat the White Sox 5-4. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. When in the world are the women of the WNBA going to look at Caitlin Clark for what she is, their future cash cow? There's been a lot of talk about why the women of the WNBA are so hard on Caitlin Clark. I personally think it comes down to one thing, money. And with this collective bargaining agreement now open, does Caitlin Clark throw her weight around to get everybody paid and everybody off her back at the same time? I am Gresh with your Sports Minute.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
John always listens to his truck. So when his brakes start talking, he goes to AutoZone, where a helpful AutoZoner gets him the right parts. If John has time to put them in, he borrows a kit with Lonatool. And if he doesn't, he gets a free shop referral. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Deposit required for Lonatool. Restrictions apply.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, if you're going to be grilling this 4th of July, and I know a lot of you are going to be doing this,
yeah,
there are some tips you should keep in mind to stay safe. Here's Lisa Brady.
It's almost the 4th of July, and for many, that means doing some grilling. The National Fire Protection Association has some tips and guidelines to make sure your cooking experience is a fire-safe one. First, check propane tanks for leaks. Make sure the grill is clean and that grease and fat buildup are removed from the grill and catch trays below. Your grill should be away from the home, deck railings, or away from overhanging branches. If it's a gas grill, make sure to open the lid before lighting it, and never leave your grill unattended when in use. Also, keep children and pets a few feet away. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And data shows people who normally don't suffer allergies are feeling the impacts of extremely high pollen levels this past spring in Europe. The Copernicus Atmosphere Monitoring Service just released findings that show a rise in grass and olive pollen release in southern Europe and extreme levels of birch pollen in northeastern parts. The report says more people are reporting allergy symptoms. Roughly a quarter of adults in Europe have allergies tied to the air, and the World Health Organization expects that number to reach 50% by the year 2050.
A massive turkey bacon recall is underway over contamination fears. Tom Graham explains.
Oscar Mayer is recalling nearly 368,000 pounds of turkey bacon over fears it could be contaminated with Listeria bacteria. Federal health officials made the announcement Wednesday. The contamination was discovered during the company's laboratory testing. So far, no illnesses have been reported. Symptoms of Listeria infection include fever, achy muscles, heartache, stiff neck, confusion, and convulsions. It can be deadly. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And Princess Kate of Wales is opening up about her battle recovering from cancer. The Princess of Wales says the recovery phase is difficult, as you're not necessarily under the clinical team any longer, but you're not able to function normally at home as you perhaps once used to. Kate announced her cancer diagnosis back in March of last year, and after completion of chemo, she announced in January that she was in remission.
Okay, 5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Our worst-looking spots would have to be... we got a little bit of issues on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox. There is an accident report in that area. Also have some issues still on Highway 98 near Bower Road. But your worst-looking spot is going to have to be Sorrento Road, traveling southbound towards Gulf Beach Highway. That's looking very rough at this time. As for your local weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, going to be a low of 75 this evening. Your Independence Day Friday and weekend do have highs above 90 degrees, but we're going to see some rainfall chances creep in late Friday night that are probably going to make for a damp weekend.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on today. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you. Thursday afternoon, Central Florida anticipating heavy rains through the holiday weekend. Even Brown reports from Miami.
A low pressure system still situated at northern and central Florida continues to have a medium chance for tropical development, but is in the meantime causing heavy rain through much of Florida's peninsula and could also be bringing stormy conditions up the Georgia and Carolina coastlines over the coming days. Stormy weather likely impacts holiday travel plans during a July 4th weekend when millions were predicted to be taking a vacation. Florida's beaches, however, remain open at a time where other popular beaches from New York to California are suffering high contamination warnings and outright closures. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, the job market held up better than expected in June. Jenny Casola slides in here this afternoon with the latest June jobs report.
Job growth remained strong last month, and the unemployment rate declined, even though the month had a backdrop of uncertainty over trade. There were 147,000 new jobs created. Economists estimated only 110,000. June's unemployment rate improved to 4.1%. Also, the numbers for April and May were revised to reflect stronger job growth than first reported. A separate report on new claims for benefits found 4,000 fewer people signed up for unemployment in the week ending June 28th to 233,000. That's the lowest level since May 17th. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Ford Motor is recalling more than 200,000 vehicles because a software defect can cause the rearview camera to fail, increasing the risk of a crash and injury. Dealerships will update the camera software free of charge. The Waffle House says it's dropping their egg surcharge, signaling a drop in egg prices from the all-time highs that were seen earlier this year. A 50-cent per egg surcharge was implemented at their roughly 2,100 restaurants across the U.S. in February. Congressional data says the price of beer, outdoor folding chairs, and grilling tools may be more expensive at 4th of July barbecues this year. The total cost of a typical grocery trip for a cookout has increased by a rate at 12.7% annually. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow up 344 points. Crude oil futures for August up slightly as well, above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
News Radio 92.3. Well, Austin, the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, says the chairman of the Federal Reserve should be fired or resigned. This is a story that's really starting to get some traction across the country today. Jessica Rosenthal in on why this is going on.
Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte says Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell should be investigated for his lack of detail about the $2.5 billion renovation to the Federal Reserve building. At a hearing last week, Senate Banking Chair Tim Scott questioned the plans for a rooftop garden and water feature. Powell was defensive but didn't offer details.
It's the same elevator. It's been there since the building was built. So that's a mischaracterization, and some of those are no longer in the plans. That's earlier. The plans have continued to evolve.
Pulte's family is in the commercial housing sector, and he still has a financial stake. He has been urging for lower interest rates, but he's also said a $500 million renovation would be ridiculous, let alone one for $2.5 billion. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Nissan recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles in the U.S. over a faulty part that could cause engine failure. According to an NHTSA recall report, engine bearings within certain models under its brand and the Infiniti brand might have a manufacturing defect that could cause engine damage and potentially lead to the failure. The company says owners may encounter an abnormal noise from the engine compartment, rough running, malfunction indicator lights, or instrument cluster warning messages if their vehicle is experiencing problems with its bearings. According to Nissan, a remedy is available, and affected vehicle owners will receive a notification letter with instructions to bring their vehicle in for inspection and repair if necessary.
549, News Radio 92.3, fireworks could soon be the latest victim of the U.S. and China's ongoing tariff dispute. Here's Asher Red with more on the report.
Pyrotechnicians are holding out hope that fireworks will be exempt from President Trump's tariffs on Chinese imports. Lansden Hill, president of Pyro Shows Incorporated, doesn't know what tariffs will do to next year's 4th of July display over Nashville, Tennessee.
It's a moving target. None of us really know.
The U.S. and China agreed to pause tariff increases for 90 days. However, those tariff rates could shoot back up again in August. Fireworks are an American tradition, but it relies on Chinese production. Julie Heckman, executive director of the Pyrotechnics Association, estimates 99% of consumer fireworks come from China. The APA says some fireworks companies are looking to save a few bucks by shortening shows and using less expensive shells. In Nashville, Tennessee, Asher Red, Fox News.
And since we're talking about prices of stuff associated with July 4th, average gas prices are down as people hit the road for the 4th of July holiday. AAA reports the average price of a gallon is $3.16. That's a little higher than a month ago, but about 35 cents cheaper than this time last year. Prices are highest in California, unsurprisingly, where the cost average is $4.56 a gallon and cheapest in Mississippi at $2.70.
Well, Austin, you might call it egg-cellent news.
I gotta hear the reason for this pun.
A major restaurant chain dropping a surcharge on eggs. Jill Nato has the details.
Waffle House has dropped a 50-cent per egg surcharge as prices of the popular breakfast food have stabilized. The chain posted on X that the egg surcharge is officially off the menu and thanked its customers for understanding. The price was raised at Waffle House and plenty of other restaurants when egg prices surged earlier this year. That happened as farmers had to kill off millions of chickens due to an outbreak of bird flu. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All righty, 551 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, but also some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this hour as well. Right here on this Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now, right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
During the month of July, score incredible savings on American-made flooring at Jonathan's Flooring. Like 5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $2.99, now only $2.49 a square foot. Or 6.5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $3.99, now $3.29 a square foot. The Made in America sales event happening throughout the month of July at Jonathan's Flooring, 9320 North Palafox, and online at jonathansflooring.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Afraid this moves control, caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've
lost myself. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What's up?
Well, luckily, not too much. We do still have some very heavy backups on Sorrento Road if you're traveling southbound towards Gulf Beach Highway. Also, it looked like it had started to ease up, Chris, but it has since been revived. We do have some backups in both east and westbound lanes on Highway 98 approaching Bower Road.
And we could be seeing that because of people getting off work at this time.
So for sure.
That's probably what we're seeing reflection of.
Yes, quite possibly. And then as for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. Friday, high of 94, and the high's going to creep down a little bit for your Saturday and Sunday, but that's only because we're going to see some rainfall chances ramp up, sitting at around 50, 60%.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, what I was going to add here, also, don't be a statistic. Drive safely this holiday period.
Absolutely.
We don't want to talk about you. Absolutely. Right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, BBC issues an apology over a controversial television performance. This will be interesting. Here's Michelle Polino.
The BBC is apologizing after airing a controversial Glastonbury Music Festival performance by Bob Villain, in which a member of the punk rap duo led the crowd in the chant, "Death to the IDF," the Israeli Defense Forces. Despite internal warnings labeling the act high risk, the network said in their statement that there was no place for anti-Semitism at or on the BBC. BBC Director General Tim Davie addressed staff directly in an internal memo stating, "I deeply regret that such offensive and deplorable behavior appeared on the BBC, in particular to Jewish colleagues and the Jewish community, despite a formal risk assessment flagging Bob Villain and six other acts as high risk." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Dr. Phil's television network, Merritt Street Media, filing for bankruptcy. In addition to the Chapter 11 declaration, it's suing Christian television companies, Trinity Broadcasting and TCT Ministries, for allegedly hurting its business and backing out of their obligations. The suit claims that Trinity failed to provide agreed-upon national distribution and is seeking damages plus the cost of legal fees.
All right, News Radio 92.3, Romy and Michelle. The musical, set to debut off-Broadway this fall. Here's the latest from Michelle Polino.
Romy and Michelle, the musical, is set to premiere off-Broadway this fall. Based on the 1997 film, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, starring Mira Sorvino and Lisa Kudrow, the stage adaptation will begin previews at Stage 42 on Tuesday, October 14th, with an opening night set for October 28th. The show follows two best friends as they prepare for their 10-year high school reunion.
We have come all this way. Now we are going to enjoy ourselves whether you like it or not.
One excited for the trip, the other reluctant, unless they can come up with a plan to impress their classmates. Casting has not been announced. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, and Michigan's oldest resident, but also the third oldest person in the U.S., turns 114 years old tomorrow. Bonita Gibson credits her longevity to eating, of all things, potatoes, which she and her husband used to farm, and she also attributed staying positive as a reason. Born in Kansas, Gibson grew up in Missouri and later moved to Idaho. She moved to Michigan, where her grandson lived when she was 102 years old. That was 12 years ago. This year, she plans to celebrate her birthday in America's at a local 4th of July parade.
Okay, a hearing is set for today in the battle over the estate of O.J. Simpson. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
Legal wrangling over the estate of O.J. Simpson continues following the sale of Simpson's items, including sports memorabilia, earlier this year. Simpson, who died in April of last year, was acquitted in the 1994 murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. While he was found not guilty in the criminal case, Simpson was found liable in a civil suit in order to pay both families $33.5 million. The money was never paid, and over the years, the amount increased due to interest owed. Goldman's father, Fred Goldman, filed a creditor's claim of $117 million against the Simpson estate last July. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
One of Quentin Tarantino's favorite actors has passed away. Here's the latest from Fox.
Michael Madsen, the gravel-voiced tough guy who became a Quentin Tarantino staple, has died at 67 years old. The actor was found unresponsive Thursday morning at his Malibu home, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. His rep confirmed he suffered cardiac arrest. Known for his menacing charm, Madsen was a fixture in Tarantino's films, most notable for his dance moves in Reservoir Dogs.
Hey, what's going on? You hear that?
Madsen starred in Kill Bill, The Hateful Eight, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and in many other films like Thelma and Louise, Donnie Brasco, Sin City, and dozens more acting credits since his start in the 1980s. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, fireworks may light up the sky in celebration, but our pets don't like them whatsoever. Here's some key findings. 31 Florida pets have been injured by fireworks. This was last year's 4th of July, 191. Florida pets have been injured by fireworks throughout the year. Nationally, 1,900 pets have been injured by fireworks since 2020. Be careful. Protect
Absolutely.
The babies. All right, we'll be back. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.